MAGA, Gallup survey shows cultural shift as support for LGBTQ+ issues falls from peak. By Hannah Knudsen on June 3, 2026. Support for LGBTQ+ issues has fallen from its peak. A Gallup survey released Wednesday revealed, pointing to a shifting cultural tone. Gallup found that support for LGBTQ+ issues is finally seeing a slide back after years of growing support. The survey asked about attitudes towards same-sex marriage, the morality of same-sex relationships, and changing one's gender. While most Americans still support same-sex marriage, for instance, this is down 6 percentage points from its peak in 2022 and 2023, now sitting at 65%. Further, 62% say having a lesbian or gay relationship is morally acceptable, but Gallup explains this percentage has not been lower since 2016. Less than half, 38%, also say changing one's gender is morally acceptable, reflecting an 8-point drop over the past 5 years. According to Gallup, between 1996 and 2022, the percentage of U.S. adults in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage increased by 44 points, from 27% to 71%. In 2024, the figure dipped to 69%, and it has shown a marginal decline each year since. Gallup first asked about the morality of same-sex relations in 2001, when 40% said they were morally acceptable. By 2022, 71% held that view, before a sharp drop to 64% in 2023, holding at about that level during the past 3 years. When Gallup first asked about changing one's gender in 2021, 46% found it morally acceptable, and 51% found it morally wrong. Today, those numbers stand at 38% and 57%, respectively. Gallup found that the change in sentiment mainly resides with Republicans. In 2021 and 2022, over half, 55%, of Republicans were in support of same-sex marriage, but that figure has since declined to just 37%. Independent support has also dropped 6 points, dipping to 67% support. The survey also found a 21-point drop among Republicans considering gay or lesbian relations to be morally acceptable. Now, just 35% of Republicans consider it morally acceptable. The survey was conducted May 1 to 17, 2026. The shift is evident when one examines the reality of the second Trump term, as Americans craved a nation that halted the incessant LGBTQ+ agenda pushed particularly upon children. That, in many ways, came to its breaking point in the summer of 2023, as corporate queering reached stunning levels, offering pride-themed items for children, including clothing labeled as thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions, and the Biden administration holding pride celebrations at the White House with outlandish transgender guests, one of whom flashed his fake breasts publicly. As Breitbart News reported, retailers majorly scaled back their pride-themed apparel this year. Target, for instance, one of the worst offenders during the Biden administration, does not even appear to have any gay pride items for children. Retailers are most certainly taking cues from the public, and Trump's administration has set the tone, making it clear that it was taking a stand against the left's attempts to indoctrinate children with a radical sexual agenda. Further, for the second year in a row, the Trump administration avoided recognizing Pride Month. Unlike the Biden years, no federal agency posted Pride propaganda on social media.